Welcome to the Sunday morning broadcast of the South Carolina Fellowship of the Fishermen Ministry. If you would like to support this ministry and our programs, please go to our website at www.thefishermanministry.org and click the donation button on the site. Thank you for your support.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is the Sunday morning service of the Fishermen Ministry of South Carolina.
From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, my Lord's name is to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, my Lord's name is to be praised. Praise ye the Lord. Praise all ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth. Going down of the same, my Lord's name is to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, my Lord's name is to be praised. Praise ye the Lord. Praise all you servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the going down, the same, my Lord's name is to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, my Lord's name is to be praised. Praise ye the Lord. Praise all you servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise ye the Lord. Praise all you servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and
forevermore. Take away my sin. In faith, good morning and a very happy Easter Sunday to us all. So I'm sitting on the porch and thinking, it's Easter Sunday. And I remember a hymn written by Charles Wesley, who's John Wesley's brother, who's a fantastic hymn writer. And in the modern hymnals, it would be called Christ the Lord is Risen Today. But the original title was Hymn for Easter Day. So I Googled it, and I'm going to read through part of it for you. And it'll probably be familiar to you. Christ the Lord is risen today, alleluia. Sons of men and angels say, alleluia. Raise your joys and triumphs high, alleluia. Sing ye heavens and earth reply, alleluia. Lives again our glorious King, where, O death, is now thy sting? Once he died our souls to save, where thy victory, O grave? Love's redeeming work is done, fought the fight, the battle won. Alleluia. Death in vain forbids him rise. Christ hath opened paradise. Soar we now where Christ hath led, following our exalted head. Made like him we rise. Ours the cross, the grave the skies. Hail the Lord of heaven and earth. Praise to thee by both be given. Thee we greet triumphant now. Hail the resurrection, thou. Alleluia. King of glory, soul of bliss, everlasting life is this. Thee to know, thy power to prove, thus to sing and thus to love. Alleluia. My favorite part of this is the third verse. Love's redeeming work is done, fought the fight, the battle won. Death in vain forbids him rise. Christ hath opened paradise. And that, the idea that the battle is won, you know. I mean, how much time do I spend fighting a fight that's already, it's a victory that's given? And that kind of popped me over to Isaiah 55, which is actually, I like it because it was a Don Francisco song, sort of. He took a little liberty with it, but it's Isaiah 55, 1. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. And that is the victory of the cross and the resurrection that followed, because we show up with nothing but need. And if we're honest on the journey, we don't really bring anything to the table except the faith he's given us. And yet in that, if we can rest in that, I mean, that is the victory in this life, because, you know, it goes by kind of quick. I'm heading for the double nickel in about 2 weeks, 55. And I thank God I'm here, because at 34 they came out and told my mom I wouldn't see the sunrise. So they hit their knees, and I made it. So absolutely the last 20 years has been a clear gift. And not only that, the Lord has said if we serve him, it's his good pleasure to give us the things that we desire. And we've seen tremendous blessings right here in this room. We've seen marriages held together. Neither of these two guys were supposed to be here. They told me that couldn't happen. I went and did the surgery and spent every nickel I had working two jobs. And we just flat went broke. So one night I told the missus, I said, we got to find a better doctor. So we went down to the front of the it was an Assembly of God we went to at the time, and the elders and the preacher prayed for us and anointed us with oil, and it got kind of happy, as is the case in a lot of Pentecostal fellowships. And next thing you know, boop, we had to sell our house because we had one on the way. And I remember talking to the doctor that had been working with us, and he said, there are things that are measurable. He said, well, your count was like really, really low, and now your count's like about medium level for a man your age. And this is probably knocking on 2 years into it at that point. He said, what did you change? I said, well, I went down to the front of the church, and they jumped up and down and prayed in tongues and poured oil on my head. And he said, well, that's nice, but really, what did you change? I said, I don't know what to tell you. Because if you don't, you know, I'm thinking, if you don't have the faith to believe it, that's fine. I'll just take the kid. But going back, the blessings of God are on us. Let's skip over to Revelation 22. absolutely one of the most beautiful and hopeful passages in the Bible. I'll give you just a moment. Let's pick it up at verse 10. This is John the Apostle. You know, he had this vision. I reckon he's on the Isle of Patmos. He'd already been, church tradition said he'd been boiled in oil. They'd done all kinds of things to try to kill the man, but they couldn't kill him because he stood in the grace of God. And then he had this vision where he goes to heaven. And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. Well, there's a lot of peace right there, because we bring the gospel to a world that, for a very large portion of them, they don't want to hear it. And like Davey always says, what's that to me? We don't evaluate the ground. We sow the seed, and we bring that word of hope, and it will be, for the most part, rejected, but not always. Not always. There again, you can look around this room. We are not a likely crowd of people to be friends and in fellowship and treat each other as family and to be standing in the grace of God, and yet here we are. By his grace. 12, and behold, I come quickly. This is Christ speaking. And my reward is with me to give to every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Ouch. Because sometimes I do loveth and maketh a lie. And it may not be the kind of out and out thing like you might be thinking, but it might be a little shading, a little this and that. I mean, I understand that within me, within myself, my flesh, like y'all, things are amiss, things go wrong. And yet we have this grace over us. 16, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. And this, verse 16, is a, I mean, guys don't usually say precious, but I guess it's a precious verse to me because, like a lot of people, I always had this image in my mind. Wasn't really afraid of the Holy Spirit, posed no threat. I could see Christ died for me. But then there was that other guy, man. To me, that was always the old man with a lightning bolt. And this verse here, I am the root and the offspring of David. The root of David is God the Father. The offspring of David is God the Son, Jesus Christ, and the bright and morning star is the Holy Spirit. God existing three in one. The name of the Father is Jesus. The name of the Son is Jesus. The name of the Holy Spirit is Jesus. Right? In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In order for the sacrifice of Christ to be effective, it had to be a perfect sacrifice. We know that. He came born of the seed of a woman without a sin nature and yet tempted in all ways as we are and triumphed over that sin. And he told the Jews, you tear this temple down and in 3 days I'll raise it up. He raised himself from the dead. Well, the Father raised him from the dead. There's a lot of different passages in this, but he went down to the depths of hell and put a thumping on the devil. And he came back, and that's why John Wesley or Charles Wesley could write, "Where thy victory, O grave? For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book." That's pretty threatening. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Even so, come Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. And that is my prayer for us this morning, that the grace of Jesus Christ would be with us all.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong.
everybody. It was an interesting time last night. I really had a good time. And I visited with some of Paul's family and had dinner. And one of the things was, I mean, when I first walked in there, they were all had a idea of their own about creation, about what happened here and what happened there. And the biggest thing that I saw in that, I mean, I could have very much shared in the scripture some of these things and how all these things came about, because when you start to read the Word and understand that which God has given you and what the Word says about it, it really is a very simple thing. And it becomes very clear, and these questions really start to fade away and all these things. But one of the things was, and the whole thing was, is that there was only one thing I really remembered and one thing I had to say. I wouldn't say there was only one thing I really remember, but the one thing I had to say was just, I just really simply just told them the gospel and what the Lord had done for me. Okay, I mean, because that's an experience I know. I mean, what point would it be to debate all these things and go back and forth? None at all. But there was one thing I knew. And that thing was what Jesus Christ did for me. And it's an interesting thing, is because, you know, when I thought of that, when I was thinking about that this morning, I mean, what did that, when, remember that demoniac came? And Jesus delivered the demoniac. And then the demoniac wanted to stay with and travel with Jesus. But he said, no, you go back and tell the men of the country what good things God had done for thee. Very, very simple instruction. Yes, we get opportunity to learn His Word. We get Bible studies throughout the week. Yes and amen. And to know Him more. Amen. Not negating none of those things. But one of the big things is that you don't need to know this scripture entirely to go minister the gospel. You don't need to know it from front to back. Genesis to Revelations. You don't need to know that. All you need to know is what good thing has God done for you. And that is what you share. And you tell them why and how that worked for you was because He died and rose again. It's not complicated to save my sorry hide. That's it. And that's what we stand in. That's what we trust in. Because I tell you what, I am evil. He is good. I have fallen. He has picked me up. I can continue on only because of Him. See, we can't rely on what we have done, what we didn't do. No, we rely on what He has done and what He has completed. And then we go and we go stand in that victory. Okay, and then when you go stand in that victory, that's a place where no situation can take you down. Because why? You're standing in Christ's victory. And that's the only way you can stand. And see, if you're relying on anything else to save you, you're off. You're lost. But if you can just stand because of what he has done, see, that's where the victory lies. That's totally where the victory lies. I think the most powerful thing that you can ever preach or to say to somebody is simply what the Lord has done for you and the gospel at hand and how it's available for them. And it really doesn't matter if they receive it or they don't. And it really doesn't matter. You throw the seed. That's all that matters. And you don't have any idea what that seed might do. You don't have any idea what that will do. I was told the gospel back when I was 17 years old. You know what? I almost died a few times between then until I really started taking more heed to it. So was that sown in vain? No. Not one bit. And you can't be judging the ground. Knowing yourself is no different. How can you even really preach the gospel if you think you're better than? And when you're judging the ground, you think you're better than. Or yet, how can you even receive any good thing if you think you're better than? If you're full of high-mindedness. It's an interesting thing. I remember when Steve's growing his walk, man, he grew. When the Lord, I mean, when he received the Lord, he started growing. He started growing quick. And the people that he learned from were all over. It'd be a dog. The Lord would show him things through a dog. It would show him some things. Through a kid. And so, you know, the kid would turn around and say something and he would be able to receive from the Lord. You know why? Because he was humble in that sense. Because that's what he wanted. He wanted to know the truth. And that's exactly what he found. I'm not sitting there saying that everything that kid said was of God and he received. That's not what I'm getting at. That's not what I'm saying. But he knew when the truth was spoken, he heard it. But see, if you're too high-minded, you would have never heard it. You would have never received it. Some people might not hear you. That doctor that you were talking about. No, really, what'd you do? Oh, no, that's what I did. That's okay, leave it at that. You don't know. There might have been four more cases right after him of the same situation or very similar, that only something that was that God could do. You don't know. So you just leave it at that. Praise God, you had an opportunity to share your testimony. But you go about your business. Sow the seed. Simple thing. And if they reject it, so what? How many times have you rejected it? Don't matter, does it? All in all, is because when you turn to the Lord, when the Lord looks at you, does he say, well, what about this time when you didn't do this? What about that time when you didn't do this? No, he doesn't. He just says, praises God that you received. and came in and part of his fold. All those things are gone. They're past. You turn, you repent, you truly repent. That means you truly change your mind. You truly change direction. I mean, all those things are gone. He don't care. I guess it's just important for us not to forget where we come from. It really, really is. See, last night I could have looked. I could have judged. These people don't know what they're talking about. So what if they didn't know what they were talking about? I sure as heck didn't know what I was talking about except that which I've been taught. All I needed to know was the gospel. A couple opportunities like this past week. But it's very, very important. And see, that's the thing is, see, you can't be in a place of just high-mindedness to be able to just share the gospel. You won't even see the opportunity. And you keep yourself from receiving the good things of God that are right there before you, which He's trying to show unto you. He's trying to deliver unto you. We sang that song last week, and I'm going to hit it a little bit. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Or show me thy path, O Lord. Teach me thy ways, O Lord. And we sing that song and He's there and He's steadily doing it every day. Every day. And therefore we have opportunity every day. And see, when you're about Him and you want to serve Him, what you are going to see is you're going to see those opportunities where you can minister the gospel unto others. And it might not be in word, it might be in deed, or however the Lord will may take you in those things. But He's given you that to share. When we had remember the guy with the talents? He's given you He's given you testimony after testimony after testimony. If you don't have a testimony, get one. It's available to you. It's available to you. But the truth of the matter is what the Lord has done for each and every one of you, I don't even know if you guys really recognize in depth what the Lord has done for each and every one of you and in me. I mean, because it's an amazing thing. I continue on. I see, I go through circumstances. I get frustrated. I start complaining and all this. And then all of a sudden, what happens is I see that what the Lord has done for me in the midst of that time of struggle that I was having. And then as I walk further, and I go further, the Lord starts to reveal unto me His grace upon me, notwithstanding how screwed up I was in each of those situations. See, not even knowing in myself that I was that absolutely just screwed up. I mean, I knew I was screwed up, but I didn't know I was that screwed up. And then when I see that I am that screwed up, man, I can kind of get a little bit faded. A little bit offset. We'd be like, oh my gosh, I mean, is there any hope for me? When I come to that realization, and guess what? Nothing's changed. The Lord's put me in that same position, notwithstanding how screwed up I was and didn't even realize it. It's an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing. And see, the reason why He can do that is because it's all about Him. All right? It's all about His grace. It's all about His mercy. And what is it that you're trying to show people? Him. just how good and loving He is. And how powerful the gospel is. And that it is absolutely attainable to those that are without. If they would have it. It was an interesting moment in sharing with Randy in the midst of this thing. And Randy, man, much of a past like mine. Man, loves some dope, boy. Loves it. Has a hard time with it. He's back and forth on it, man. Loses everything he gets. I was thinking to myself, there I am. I'm right there. Hey, Randy. Philip, Randy. I'm surprised we didn't hang out. And as he was sharing those things, and all I'd have to say was, man, Randy, I'm screwed up, man. And I was this and that, and just doing this and that, and I was back and forth, and but I didn't, and the only reason why I am at where I am at is because of Jesus Christ and what He's done for me. And that's available to you, Randy. Absolutely available to you. You know, and as the scales kind of goes off his eyes, he turned and he saw and he says, yeah, you're right. And you're like at the biggest store in the company running the shop. And I said, absolutely. And I said, that had nothing to do with me, Randy. That had everything to do with Him. Everything to do with Him. And that's available to you. You know, it's kind of time to just reflect in the sense of, and what I mean by that is, really, what are you about? What is that do you want to do? I mean, that's what it comes down to. I mean, do you want to serve Jesus? Are you about Him? Are you about going forward in Him? Are you really about doing your own thing and being like the guy that just hides that talent in the dirt, those good things that God's given you, and just put them in the dirt and leave them down there for no use at all? I mean, because we have opportunity every day. Every day. And I don't care how screwed up you are, or how great you think you are. He is good. Okay? And if He's able to work in our lives the way that He has, He is well able to work in others' lives. And if His gospel is shown through your screw up, then what? Praise God. Was that not the case with David? Who we sit back and say, wow. Man, that's the David who stood against Goliath, man. That's the David that stood against the armies of the Philistines. That's the David. But where the gospel was pronounced most in his life was when? After committing adultery and murder. Was that gospel revealed unto David? And David wrote of Jesus going to that cross. Wrote of Jesus going to that cross. So let me decrease. Let Him increase. In our lives, in our heart, in every which way. Let's lift Him up. Amen. So So if you just absolutely screwed up and messed up, good, turn to Him. Turn to Him. And watch His gospel and His grace and His love be manifested not just in your life, but also to others around you. Now, I'm not saying go screw up. That's not what I'm saying. But let that gospel be manifested. Submit unto Him. Let Him work that wonder. Because He's well able. Let's put off that high-mindedness, that vanity, that pride that says you're not worthy, which you aren't, which is the point, which is why I need the gospel. That says you're too sorry to receive of God, cast that down. Because He gave it to you anyways. And you can receive it because He's good. And let's cast that other mind that says, I got it all figured out. I know what I'm talking about. What do I need God for? Cast that down, because you ain't going to receive that way either. Both of it's pride. We're talking about submit unto Him. How do we submit unto Him? What'd you say? Well, humbly? Yeah. Just the proud, good grace of the humble. But the other thing, He has that line of authority there. Oh my gosh, there's somebody else that's screwed up that the Lord's appointed over me to receive from them? Oh my goodness! Guess what? You're just as screwed up, and it ain't about the person, it's about Him. And that's the way the Lord set it up, and I praise God for it. I love those He put over me because they've been through the struggle. They've had to walk it out. They had to personally grab hold of the gospel for themselves, and they've been through it. So I praise God for it. But if you're too high-minded, who do you think you are? How do you think you're going to receive anybody for anything from Him? You're not. Cast it off. He set up a way. We've preached on it. We've talked about it. It's right there in Scripture. It ain't my word, it's His. It ain't my setup, it's His. So are we going to go along with that and submit under that? Or are we going to sit back and say, no, thank you. Choice is yours. He can't make you receive it. He cannot make you receive it. He doesn't have power over your free will. And He's a gentleman. He's not going to. But He has nothing but good for you. In Him is light and there's no darkness at all. It's right there for you to receive if you would. If you'd simply humble yourselves. It's that simple. It's that simple. It's an awesome thing. I praise God for it. And it's so simple, it's not funny. And we try to complicate it up, down, left, and right because we think we know better. But when we could just come to the place where we just don't know better, and Lord, I need Your help, become Lord of my life, become my Savior. I need You, Lord. And just cast all that nonsense off. Watch it change. I mean, really, look, guys. I mean, look, when you manage your own life, do you see any really great fruitful outcome of any of that? No! And as I looked, as I seen you guys try to struggle and manage your life, it was pretty freaking ugly. I'm going, man, I wish they'd let that go at some point. Well, praise God, they'd come around. I understand. Been there. Still do it sometimes and say, why the heck did I do that? I mean, I tell you, I try to manage my own life. It gets stinky real fast. Stinky. I can use another word, but I'm not going to go there. But when I turn unto Him, I go, wow, praise God, You're amazing, Lord. Thank You for Your grace and mercy. Thank You. And that which abundantly above I can ask or think happens, really, truly, just puts me in awe. In absolute awe of what He's able to do. So let's cleave unto Him more, amen? Let's really start allowing Him to be Lord over our life, in all of our life. And let's reign in victory in Him. Because it's always an awestruck thing. And that victory may not look victorious to a carnal mind. And you got to put that down. You can't look at that with that and judge it of how things are going and all those things. Man, I'm terrible judging myself. Absolute terrible judging myself. But I tell you what, I mean, it's amazing what the Lord is able to do time and time again through the most messed up situations. And where had He reigned the most? In the most messed up situations. Where do you see His power the most? In the most messed up situation. Where do you see His love in the most? In the most messed up situations. See, there's an enemy constantly trying to kill, steal, and destroy. Constantly trying to kill, steal, and destroy. And God's constantly taking that which the enemy is doing and flips it up on His head and says, see, I reign. Amen. So let's allow Him to reign in our life. And you get that by simply just turning to Him and receiving all the good things that He has for you. And then you walk away with having a good thing to share with who? Others. And that's how it works. Amen. So let's grab a hold of it. Get over ourselves and start being about Him. Amen.
Show me Thy ways, O Lord. Teach me Thy path. Lead me in Thy truth. God of my salvation.
Happy Easter to all y'all. May the Lord bless.
You are listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener-driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.